We have two children, one in heaven and one in Washington, D.C. area.
Song Brown's daughter, Elizabeth, committed suicide on January 10th, 2018. She was 19 years old. Her parents believe that her life should have been saved by better mental health care, and they've requested an audience with the chairman and CEO of Kaiser Permanente, their health care provider. Song and David Brown are traveling to Oakland today, seeking to talk with Kaiser CEO Bernard Tyson. They say he reached out to them yesterday morning, but seemed hesitant to meet with their group of parents and other protesters. So instead, the Browns will address the Oakland rally. They'll talk about the daughter they miss so terribly. As they explained to me, a project she organized about domestic abuse gives a sense of the kind of young woman she was.
She had a weekend retreat for these women and children. She also enrolled in all the black belt holders in her dojo. And these are the big guys with the third, fifth, seventh degree black belt guys who pretended they were the assailant and the abusers. And then Elizabeth taught them how to wiggle and protect out of those situation. And it was a big success, and she did that one summer.
Elizabeth Brown was accepted to college at the age of 15. When she was away at school, she began to have some psychological issues. Her parents sought help back home in Santa Rosa. Over several years, the care Elizabeth received at Kaiser was never sustained or helpful. Today, Song, her mother, is once more reliving the saddest moments of her life, in the hope that her daughter's death won't have been in vain.
What we went through is unspeakable experience, and our life is virtually seemed like it ended with Elizabeth's death. And then when she came home to summer of 2016, told us what was going on with her, since that time, the struggle that we had to have to keep her alive and keep her safe and help her was just unbelievably, excruciatingly difficult dealing with the Kaiser. And I have talked to many other parents going through the same kind of thing, and they're just so scared, and they're just confused and scared, and no guidance, no help from their healthcare providers, in specific Kaiser. We don't want anybody to go through that. That's injustice.
In a strongly worded statement, Kaiser says their mental health care is on the way to becoming world class, and that today's rally is a cynical ploy by the healthcare union to use devastated families as a bargaining chip in contract negotiations. We'll have their statement on our website Wednesday. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.